You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
It's going good.
So far?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
So far, so good.
Yeah, well, we could stumble at any moment. Things should go off the rails.
By the way, did your parking pass work this morning?
Yeah.
Mine did not work.
Uh-oh.
What do you think that means?
Maybe it's a one-man show from now on.
Damn. It's just getting used to this. Jeez.
Well, I was hoping they'd tell you in a different way.
Oh, well. It's been fun while it lasted. Yeah. Good morning. It's Monday.
But take that for show promo.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll take it. You sound like Catherine now.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
Here it is, Monday, the 22nd day of December. Christmas, just a couple of days away.
Isn't that amazing?
You all ready for the holidays?
I am not ready for it. I'm having the time of my life. I am having such a good time spending money that I am just amazing, that holiday feeling you get spending every dime that you have. You know, there's something about it. You know, I don't know. You know, I wish every day could be Christmas.
What's the matter with you?
Actually, looking at our Amazon bill, I would say every day is Christmas. By the way, speaking of my Amazon bill, I have an Amazon card.
Oh.
Okay, credit card.
Uh-huh.
It's Citibank.
Okay.
And I found out that I was about a month and a half late on my payment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've been longer overdue than that.
Right?
The thing is, I just kind of let it go for a couple of months, and then I just pay the damn thing off.
Right.
And I pay it off every time. But anyway, and it's exorbitant. I mean, we're talking $3,000-$4,000 a clip.
You buy a lot of stuff. You are a consumer. I'm surprised you have room in your house for anything else.
I know. We're hoarders.
Do you have automatic payments, though? Do you have automatic payments?
What do you mean?
Like, no, he pays it off.
He pays it off?
No, I pay the whole thing off. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And everything kind of goes through that card, because then we get points and then we get discounts on things we purchase on Prime. The thing is, because I was late, and I don't get this at all, this is a weird time of the year to do this, but they froze my charging abilities. So,
well, that's a shame.
I'm trying to tune into my Hulu Plus account, and apparently it needed a payment for the month. And I couldn't get to Hulu.
Oh, no.
And I got really, I really got pissed off. So I talked to a representative at Citibank.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's what we do. I said, no, you don't. I've been later than this, and I never had this happen. And you're doing this at the holiday season. What a wonderful Christmas gift for me.
What happened?
And by the way, what makes it even worse is that I had just paid the bill, from my account at the credit union. It's an electronic transfer, but I had just paid it, the whole thing off. And then all of a sudden this happens. And so I go to their website, and they have pay now. You can make a quick payment.
Right? Sure.
And that won't allow me to do that because they froze the account. I can't make a payment to just get it off the hook.
What are you going to do now?
Do you call? So you Did you get it straightened out?
No. Today being Monday. I mean, this happened all on Saturday.
I see.
You know, being Monday, I would assume that the electronic transfer will go through and everything will be fine. The normal way we pay. But I can't do it online. I can't do it on their website, oddly. But we'll see what happens, you know. Keep updated.
Okay.
I'm really mad, and I'm thinking of going to my Costco card and putting all of my subscriptions on the Costco card and screw Prime, screw Citibank, and I'm leaving these people behind. If they want to do this on the holiday season, they can go to hell. God, I'm just thinking, you know, you guys, and it's like, okay, we also base this on your credit record. And I said, well, my credit record shows that I pay the damn bill every couple of months off.
Right.
You know, I don't just make little payments here and there. And I don't know. You know, I just thought, you know, and I've got a credit score of like 820
or something like that.
Oh,
wow.
So I don't know. I'm just like, I'm mystified by this. They're treating me like some kind of scum, and that's not going to happen.
Sorry you have to go through this.
It's during the holiday season.
It's very sad.
Oh, well.
Okay. Weather for today, a few sprinkles, a few flurries. Right now, 31 degrees, highs around 37. Hey, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Let's go to Matt in Middleton for our early morning call.
All right.
Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Morning, guys. Just wait, John. Wait until your credit is attached to your allegiance and your online comments related to Turning Point USA. Then you'll get a good credit score, as long as you be a good little white nationalist.
You bet.
So, I wanted to talk about this AI thing quick, because I talked to my 12-year-old niece yesterday. We went out to dinner with the family, and she says that something like 8 out of 10 of her classmates are already cheating on their exams, their papers, cheating as much as they possibly can using AI. And it's all the rage as we create this idiocracy before us.
Yes.
And I now think that this, and I also saw that in San Francisco, they had a power outage at a data center that caused all the Waymo cars to go dead in their tracks. Major backups on the street, everything, major chaos.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. We just need to go fast and break as much as possible because the billionaires need more power.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Wow. That's not a good situation to be in if you're on your way someplace. family,
imagine,
you know.
The traffic backups. They were literally stopped in the middle of the street.
Oh, no.
Wow.
See, that's... You know, that's something to keep in mind with these Waymos or any of these automated cars, right?
Right, yes.
This
can
happen.
That must have been chaos.
Yes. Well, Matt, thank you.
We'll have to look into that.
That is just, whew.
Matt, thanks for that call.
Here I thought I had problems.
Okay.
And then those Waymos, of course, you know, they have 360 cameras on them, so, you know, can surveil its area, which... still freaks me out a little bit. Remember the protests in L.A.?
Yeah.
They burned Waymos because
that's
of the cameras, and they were using the cameras by the police force in order to find protesters. So, I don't know. You know, this surveillance society is driving me crazy. We were talking about this over Christmas, my family, and it was just like, there will be a time when we'll look back at this time and think, wow, we were really free. We had so many possibilities. You know, we could go online. We could do this, that, and the other. We could find things.
Right.
We had privacy. None of that will be true in about 10, 15 years.
Oh, you were given it 10 or 15 years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
I think it's going to happen way before that.
That's what I think is going to happen. So we're all doomed. And that's about it.
We got a message here, John, from Gary.
Yes, Gary has a good idea.
He says, John, instead of the giant vendors previously mentioned, you can always consult the Oracle, your listeners, about alternative places to shop.
That's a good idea.
Oracle.
That's a good idea. And by the way, Scott mentions that you can set up auto payment to pay in full. I did not know that you could set it up so it just pulls out whatever it needs.
That's that's what I use for my Discovery. Yep, I just have auto payment and I don't even have to think about it.
It just pays the entire bill. It knows how much to take out.
Yep, okay. That's very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like I'm a little behind the curve here. I'm going to set that up. The hell with this, right? I hate them now. I hate them now more than ever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I'd like to be able to use my Costco card, you know. Actually, I don't have a Costco. I don't have a Costco credit card, but I was thinking of maybe getting one and then using that for some reason too. I get points for that one. Wow. So I don't know. You know, one way or another, we're going to get even with Citibank, whether it's destroying their buildings one by one across this country.
Really?
Okay. No, I'm not. I'm good. Just kidding. But, you know, it's not fair during the Christmas season. The thing is, you know, you could just be building up, making a lot of purchases, raising that bill up, and then you know, suddenly they do this, which seems really odd at a weird time of the year to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You know, maybe they're just flexing their muscles. Maybe the billionaires are flexing their muscles and say, nope, you can't do that anymore. We gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go back to the phones. Mark is on the line this morning from Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I was just thinking that it's like the billionaires are Colossus, and at the end when Colossus is saying we're supposed to regard them with a respect and awe.
Yes.
And we're supposed to come to love them because, you know, that freedom is just an illusion, and that the only thing people that should actually be free are the billionaires, because we are just little, you know, that... We're just the serfs, and you know, our only thing is to make them wealthier so they can be like the old, you know, in the old Beverly Hillbillies where Milburn Drysdale would go down to the vault and swim in the cash. And when he would get flustered, you know, Miss Jane would wave the stack of money underneath to wake him up. And that it was just, you know,
there's something, Mark, that's so great talking about these characters. Like, there's some kind of legendary, you know,
Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, characters.
Beverly Hillbilly characters. Oh, you know.
Yeah, but I forgot about Milburn Drysdale.
Yeah,
swimming in the cash.
Great stuff.
it's just sad because these guys, you know, that it's like we're living in you know mid 19th century England, and they're all Ebenezer Scrooge, and we're just supposed to be grateful that, you know, whatever crumbs drop off the table that...
That's where we are.
We're in the golden age here, Mark, remember. This is the golden age.
Yeah.
Well, it's fool's gold, and you know, that's iron pyrite, and that's what is that? Isn't that iron and lead mixed together, I think?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, well, all right.
Well, we appreciate that, Mark.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're left to the fool's gold. Because as a kid, I used to find fool's gold all over, and I thought, well, really? How do they know this is fool's gold? It could be real gold. Why am I assuming it's fool's gold?
Where were you finding fool's gold in Milwaukee, in the rivers and streams around the area? Panning for gold?
They had a trestle, and all this, the trestle would eat away, you know, the land would just kind of drain off, and it would expose more rocks and fossils and things like that I used to collect. And I'd run across fool's gold. Wow, I think they knew it was gold. They just wanted to keep us down. They wanted to keep the middle class down.
I see. Okay. 19 past the hour. In a moment, we hope to check in with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Just getting going on a Monday morning. It's John and Gordy along with producer Dominic. We'll be right back.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo. 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 Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
That little trending thing. I love that.
I like it too.
This is John Agorney in the morning on WMDX. We never say that very often anymore, you know?
Well, we're doing Yeah, we're
92.7
for ourselves this morning.
Yeah, we're filling in for ourselves.
Mostly we've been doing the afternoon show, and we'll be there this afternoon from 2 until 5. But yeah, we're back for a rare morning visit here. But yeah. Joining us is our friend Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I know how that goes, especially around the holidays. We were sitting down as a team trying to figure out who's going to be where,
right,
and who else is covering what they're doing, and yeah, whose voice is going to be where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's that time of year for sure. So how about those Packers and Bears? Painful.
I can't believe that I found myself cheering for old number 12 last night against the Lions. That was crazy. So
yeah, I know.
Put aside my old childish, quit acting like a diva side and actually root for the old man to come ahead. So. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, Packers still have two games left, and they just need to win one to at least secure that they're still in the running.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
7 o'clock this Saturday. 7 o'clock. That's such an odd 7 o'clock on Saturday for Ravens game.
Yeah.
So that's just for the people that come to our house up by Green Bay. I have to struggle. Am I feeding you lunch or dinner or dessert? Or what am I putting out for you that you might feel engaged to want to eat?
Right.
So, menu planning has begun in earnest to try to figure out what a 7 o'clock on a Saturday. With this weather, too, that's the other thing.
Yes.
Normally, I can lean on things like chili or something to keep your body warm, but now it seems like, if anything, we'll be taking layers off by the time we get to Saturday.
Yeah. The thing here is these, I guess, 7 o'clock is a pretty good time because then you'll have time to go out and party afterwards, you know.
Mm.
Not have to worry about getting up for work the next day, theoretically.
Well, that's true, yeah. But I'm not crazy about Saturday night games, though.
Well, the extended forecast for Saturday Green Bay is 38 degrees for a high. So it'll probably be in mid-30s around game time.
Oh, that brings up a really good point.
What?
And I think you'll agree with this, Pam. They tried to freeze the Packers out on the sidelines. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, they didn't bring heaters, right?
The heaters were broke, supposedly.
Oh. Yeah, I heard them talking about that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't. The heaters were there, but they wouldn't blow or whatever. So, they were. And it looked windy as the dickens, boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know for folks that might have been at Soldiers Field, but I was watching just the pants legs of the refs and how they were slapping in the wind. It's like, man, that's. You forget how much wind you can get off the lake that in the toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl, swirling around. Yeah.
That toilet bowl down there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get into this other. There's a convention, right?
Convention.
That's one thing that I just think is kind of interesting. I think we talked about it a little bit last week, is how the Wisconsin Farmers Union decided that they really wanted to walk the walk when it comes to buy local and know your farmers. So what they did is focus in on trying to make sure all of their convention meals were emphasizing local. And it was pretty cool. Lane Cozzolino is the director of special projects for the Farmers Union that had to work with the Chula Vista Resort, their staff, their menu folks, and try to come up with some creative ways. They fed 280 attendees 7 meals each with a local emphasis, 70 local ingredients, and 40 farmer members that were incorporated into the menu. And they didn't want to make the chefs completely irritated, so they did try to work with what their menu had and then just incorporate local ingredients from local farms. And then during the meal, they highlighted the members in the audience that were supplying some of the things like legumes, mushrooms, different dairy products, some of the stuff that they added on storage, potatoes and garlic and things like that. But I just thought, you know, think about how much extra work for a convention it is to try to work with an institutional buyer like a restaurant and try to incorporate those local ingredients. I just thought it was worth a way to go. Mm-hmm. Start on a Monday to the Wisconsin Farmers Union for not only talking the talk, but walking the walk when it comes to that buy local, know your farmer movement.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's the way it should be. Yeah, good for them for doing that.
Boy, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, I remember, you know, many years ago they had like restaurant conventions in Madison. I knew somebody, and they'd have all these restaurateurs there, and they'd have displays, and all the food would be laid out.
Yes.
And I mean, that was something that, you know, as a radio announcer, Pam, that's the only way I could be fed. send me to those.
Yeah, I'll go to that one. Sure. I'll be happy to represent.
Well,
sure.
I'll spin on that one for just a minute, John, because on Friday we had our all building Christmas party. You know, I'm a food pusher. It's what I do. So I brought the cheesy potatoes. I brought the, you know, the shredded pork and all that. My husband wanted to bring apple crisp. And he was absolutely vexed. We don't have an oven at the office. He said, why don't you have an oven? I said, you know the people I work with. You know radio people. That's just not insurable in our building.
Exactly.
So he used the toaster oven to warm his apple crisp because he was absolutely convinced that nobody would eat apple crisp that wasn't warm.
Right.
And then he also brought ice cream. I said, ice cream? Are you kidding? These people are going to be so full. But again, it's his farm ethics that believe you cannot serve apple crisp without ice cream. And like you said, I swear to God, everybody that had a Ziploc in their office came running down the hall when they heard that the food was going to be served, because that is just radio. That is radio at its truest moment.
That's exactly what
it
does.
Isn't that the truth?
That's what we do.
Oh, boy. Well, Pam, we got to leave it there. Happy holidays
to you.
All right,
boys, I'm going to be gone now. Yeah.
We'll
catch
too.
Up with you in 2026, my friend.
Absolutely. Very good.
Thanks
Thank
a
you
lot,
very much.
Pam.
That's Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report, which is next. Then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
But it is free.
That's true.
Good enough for a lot of us. It's John and Gordy in the Morning right here in WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well. Pick our station and then text or voice note us or give us a call.
Yeah. And you can call us at 608-879-8255. Weather for today, maybe a few flurries or sprinkles, no big deal. 31 degrees currently, highs around 37 with mostly cloudy skies through the day. Got some information here, John, from the Madison Streets Department on Madison Street collections. Now, pay attention to this because it's a little convoluted. Madison Street collections on Wednesday or Thursday in honor of the holiday. There will be no Madison Streets collections on Wednesday or Thursday. You got that? And the drop-off sites will also be closed. If your household normally has Tuesday or Wednesday pickup, have your carts to the curb by 6:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Got that? If you have Thursday or Friday pickup, get them out there by 6:30 a.m. on Friday.
Everybody knows that.
If
everybody knows you get it out there first thing in the morning. My God. All right. You don't need that information.
You sure? Because I could run through it again.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. It's just, you know, pickups on Wednesday and Thursday. You can kiss that goodbye.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, are we going to play this little cut here?
From Charlie Barron's? Do you have that ready, Dom?
Because we were talking about the Packers with Pam Yonke.
Packers. Did you see the game?
I did.
Mean, it was unbelievable.
No, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I
what
know.
A game. All the way down to the last minute. Okay. And overtime and everything.
Yeah.
And the Bears pull it out. Okay. Well, here's Charlie Barron's response. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. To all this.
Okay. Well.
It usually does help. Clicker.
Any tips would be appreciated. So, sorry again.
Yeah, he did, man.
Yeah, he's really depressed.
He's decked out in Packer clothes with, you know, swear words all over against the Bears. Right.
In the video, it looks like he's going to cry, too. I mean, his eyes are so bloodshot. I'm so sorry for him.
That's good.
Well, you know.
It's Charlie Behrens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that is just wild.
So should we get into a little Idiocracy? Did you track this speech that Trump just went completely off the rails? I know it's hard to pick one, but...
Well, let's play the official theme of Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. All right, got to do that, you know.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
Yes.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
That's why I'm afraid that we won't be able to survive this. You know, we got three damn more years of this.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done away with public health, which, you know, that's a serious item.
Yes.
And well, and every day, you know, they change what they're going to do with rebates, checks in the mail, tariffs, drug prices. Anybody following how they're making these drug prices lower? I'm not. I can't.
No.
And I know everything about healthcare. I can't make heads or tails of how they're doing this.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Anyway, you have this fantastic cut.
Yes.
This was just one of many moments. By the way,
Trump was,
This afternoon, we're going to be checking in with the, and this is compliments of Joe, who gave us a hat tip on this one. It is the story of the Christmas story of the snake, the poisonous snake.
Oh, really? Okay. So,
well, Trump had a heartwarming Christmas story, and we'll be visiting that this afternoon.
Oh, good. Well, this is from a speech. You know, he likes to go on the road every once in a while, you know, just to get out of the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this time he was in North Carolina at Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And this is on the affordability tour.
Jesus.
Okay. So you might remember the FBI's raid on, you know, at Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
About the, you know, all the files and all this stuff.
He's still kind of smarting from that.
Yeah. He's still reliving that. And boy, oh boy, this went really sideways really fast.
Boy, is this a funny story. You know,
Somehow he got...
I don't know. He's like a stand-up comedian, just riffing.
He started talking about Melania's underwear. So, you know, hang on to something, and here we go. Throw it.
Ooh.
Oh boy. Oh no.
Oh God. Oh, that's outrageous.
Okay. Yeah, we have to do something about you. Oh man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Just.
It's creepy.
Can you imagine any other
creepy,
president
right?
doing anything
like
close
that?
To
no.
that?
And no. Oh, no. Man. No. No. And of course, you know, it kind of bypasses the whole point of the FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate. and that is to recover the boxes.
Files. Yeah.
Files and files and files and boxes of top secret information that he eventually posted up all over Mar-a-Lago. You know, kind of decorative in his bathroom.
And, oh, man. Yeah.
Or at least, you know, he had boxes in the bathroom, which I assume you can just sit on instead of the toilet.
Yeah.
God, it's just he's just a creepy, creepy person. Oh, just, all right.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
He's really losing it. I mean, he lost it a long time ago, but it's getting really bad now.
Well,
somebody's just going to have to, you know.
I was kind
of. Take grandpa away.
I was watching America Fest.
Oh, were you? How was that?
Turning Point USA's America
conservative
Fest.
Thing. Yeah. Get together.
And guess who appeared at America Fest? A guy who's running kind of a weird, like, Trumpian campaign for governor here, Tom Tiffany.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah.
Oh.
He spoke,
oh, no.
Believe it or not, acting like, well, you know, he's Mr. Big Shot. Again, he is running Trump's campaign here in Wisconsin as Wisconsin governor, which is really bizarre. Now, he just got passed a bill that allows hunting wolves again in the state. This guy is like, he's like an earth mover. You know, he doesn't care what's in his way. He's just going to plow through it. He allowed sand mining next to schools. Remember this? And the schools and the parents are worried about silica dust being in the air because it is it's not good for your health.
Right.
It causes cancer.
Yeah.
So he got these pits to be made near schools. He didn't care, right? He didn't. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters to this guy. And now he's running like Trump ran for president for our Wisconsin governor. So anyway, he got up there and he spoke. Why don't we play this? This is cut 219, all right? 219.
Okay.
Take a look at Minnesota. Millions, billions of Somalian-led welfare fraud that Tim Walz ignored. Yes, boo. Look at Illinois. Billions in free benefits for illegal aliens while American families struggle to pay their bills.
No, that's not true. No. Nope,
look
true.
At New York, where felons walk free, and they'll try to lock you up for defending yourself.
No, that's
those
not
are the
right.
real consequences of Democrat rule, and they want Wisconsin to be the next victim. Let me ask you, do you want Wisconsin to look like those failed states? No, we don't. Repeat after me, only louder. No, we don't.
No, no one's really.
And the socialists who will likely run against me in this governor's race said America's founding was awful.
What?
Let that
what?
Sink in.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I am sick and tired of politicians who enjoy America's freedom and opportunity, yet spend every day trying to tear it down. We deserve leaders who thank God for America. And we need leaders that will not apologize for it.
Okay. Wow. Those are the kind of leader. You
that's
know,
Tom Tiffany.
The word leader just turns me completely off. You're not a leader. You're working for us, you dip.
Yeah.
and of course, you know, it's like, oh, well, you have your health care, but we don't. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
We put you there to help us out, spend our tax dollars and give us health care, but no. You guys are the elite. You're in your ivory towers there in Congress. You don't need to worry about us out here struggling to pay our health care costs.
No, they've got health care automatically and pensions lined up after they leave office if they've been there enough time.
And then he brings up a whole bunch of stuff that isn't real. Nothing real. And this is the thing. And he took a shot at Minnesota. Minnesota's ahead of us.
Yeah.
It's killing us because they have better policies. They have better work environments there.
Yeah, environmental controls.
A lot of companies go there instead of Wisconsin. They're killing us. And he keeps saying he doesn't want to be anything like Minnesota. Well, thank you so much, Tom Tiffany, for that promise. Oh, boy, you're going to be governor just like that.
Mm-hmm. We will continue with more Idiocracy for a Monday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, live from downtown Madison, just a block from the Capitol. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7. FM, mm-hmm. And on the Civic Media app as well. Oh, boy.
It's 6:53.
You know, after a crazy weekend of watching news clips and listening to them, and, you know, I just want to huddle in the corner in the fetal position and just
curl up,
you know,
in a ball.
Wake me up in 3 years, you know, yeah. if we're still around, if we still have any kind of country at all.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It can be depressing at times. You want to take a phone call?
Well, yeah,
here?
Sure. To raise us up a little bit, yeah. Here, let's. Joe's always got a good story for us. Yeah. What do you got for us, Joe?
Good morning, Joe.
Well, I would like to return to Melania Trump's underwear drawer. I found that a fascinating little bit. First off, she's going on and on about what her underwear drawer looks like.
Yes.
Now, you tell me, do you dig through your wife's underwear drawer? Do you open it and just look and, oh, honey, that's just amazing.
No.
I mean, the idea.
You're right.
Ludicrous.
You're right. That's crazy, isn't it?
It's ludicrous. And the idea number two, that she's folding the underwear. Oh, yeah, right. She has staff, honey. She's not folding it.
Yeah, and steaming it.
What was I thinking?
Folding it. Yeah. And he starts out on these lies, and it just takes you down this river of disbelief with all these little eddies and currents to it. I mean, was he trying to say that when they released the warrant to search for the box of the classified top secret material that he had and classified material that he had stolen from the White House, mm-hmm. that they were going to Melania's underwear drawer? I mean, that there was underwear strewn all over? Because doesn't a warrant have to indicate where you're going to search? And did somebody say Melania's underwear drawer is one of the places we're going to search for boxes of toxic material? Yeah. This makes no sense at all. Yeah, I mean, you might say her closet, but in that case, it would be her shoes, her clothing, her underwear. Everything was strewn all over.
Yeah.
But his specificity about the underwear drawer.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine being married to somebody who brings this up in a big crowd? I think the only thing we can do is to query every Republican now as to what their wife's underwear drawer looks like, because we want to take it from the top. Have you looked at your wife's underwear drawer, and what does that tell us about you as a candidate and how you're going to run the country?
Well, that's a great idea, yes. That would be a required question by reporters at this point now.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
And brought it up.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to mention was that, again, last week, Trump, in his river of disbelief, had floated this idea that we're going to have this $1,776 payment to service members. You know, everybody, they're going to get a one-time payment of that. And he, of course, was claiming it was going to come out of the munificence of all of the money he's raised on the tariffs. And now we find out that it's going to be coming out of the housing allowance that Congress sets aside for service people to help them with their housing if their pay isn't enough and if they're living in an expensive part of the country and they need that money. So they're going to get a one-time payment, and it's going to cut down on what's available for housing allowance. You know, the housing allowance is every month. Every month you're paying for housing, not a one-time payment.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And as some of these service people are saying, you know, $1,776 is just like a half of a mortgage payment for a lot of people, you know, or 1 month's rent, you know, whereas you could, if you keep that money intact, you're not going to blow it up for service members. They're going to be able to, at the same time, you're cutting the VA.
we are in La La Land. We are just in a very odd place, but I'm very interested to follow the story of Melania's underwear drawer.
I'd like to know about every other politician's wife's underwear drawer, too.
Sure.
So there
Thank
you go.
Thank you so much, you guys.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Happy holidays
the
to
river
you.
Of disbelief.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah. It is.
You're right. He's like a riffing comedian. I mean,
he's trying to be.
He's trying to be a comedian. Yeah. He's trying to be funny.
Yes.
But just to start talking about the first lady's underwear drawer. Man, oh, man.
And it doesn't get funny.
Can you imagine any other president doing anything close to that?
No.
Just.
But, you know, the thing is, he does get laughs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course they
laugh. From the cult. I don't know why they think that's funny, but they do. And I guess it's just his arm motions and, you know, his expressions, which I think they also find kind of humorous.
Mm.
We find it dangerous.
Right?
Well, anyway, pushing everybody else to suicide. But wow.
It's really getting into crazy land here.
It really
La-la
is.
La-la land.
Well, let's get into crazy land while we're still in Idiocracy here. This is J.D. Vance. And this is, by the way, audio that was retweeted by Elon Musk, who has this preoccupation with white people for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
So let's listen to Cut 216, J.D. Vance.
Unlike the left, we stand against treating anybody. And I love what Nikki said about this. We don't treat anybody different because of their race or their sex.
That's a lie.
So we have relegated DEI to the dustbin of history, which is exactly where it belongs.
That's fair stuff there. What are you doing? It's diversity.
In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore.
There it is.
That's, wow.
Yes, you don't have to apologize for that. You know, us being two white guys, I haven't really experienced any of this.
You ever apologize for being white?
You know, I really never questioned, you know, whether a person got the job because they were a minority or not, or because they were better than, you know, you apply for jobs, you either get it
either,
or you don't.
Exactly.
You don't sit there wondering, well, I guess.
Yeah, somebody else. Who else got that?
They weren't qualified. I swear to God, that wasn't qualified. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just you don't do that. You don't think like that.
No.
But, you know, they got everybody thinking like that on the MAGA side.
Yeah, doesn't work like
it's
that.
Very weird.
We'll take more of your calls, 608-879-8255. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. We've got news straight ahead, also a sports and weather update for the holidays. And then we're back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.